This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
How do you do? DJ V time. Doug, Jen, Victoria, with our eyes to the clock. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schiller. All right, the clock's on you. The watch is on you. You're on duty, Jennifer. Let's see what you can do to maximize our time, the value of our time, by listening to important stuff.
We have, of course, week three of a government shutdown. If it lasts till Friday, it will be the longest on record. Right now, I believe we're at the third longest, soon to be second longest, just a few hours away, and then the first longest as of Friday.
The president has changed.
He's decided that he's going to make an offer that would include not only the plans for a steel border wall instead of a concrete border wall, but also some plans to try to bring some Democrats to the table, including more aid for humanitarian effort at the border, more refugee availability.
Can you help me? Excuse me for a second.
Yeah.
Can you help me? What the steel, because it would be American? What's the difference between steel or concrete?
Well, I think at first blush, everybody, you know, on the campaign trail around Trump was saying, build the wall, it's going to be big and huge and strong. But when the president actually toured the border, he realized that the Border Patrol agents actually don't want a concrete wall because they want to be able to see through it. They want to see who's on the other side. One of the things that can be extremely dangerous is when you're being, you know, ambushed or something from the other side and you can't see through, that can put lives at risk. And so the steel wall would be built with slats in it, essentially. It'd be like a big fence. Is what it would be, and you can see through
it. That already, right?
Yeah, and actually, that's what Democrats, when they voted on it a few years ago in Congress, that's what they voted for, was a border fence. So this is seen as kind of a softening, although it's what the Border Patrol wants. I think it's a better idea. Plus, it helps the American economy much better because you'd be buying American steel to build it and using American labor. So that's one of the options.
Such a thing as American or non-American concrete.
I think that it wouldn't, for whatever reason, concrete, I don't know where we get it or how we mix it or what we would do to do
it. The ground.
But somehow the steel would be directly, I think it would be most impactful for the American economy. Certainly it was an industry that was half dead a couple of years ago.
I don't know. You put steel into concrete, you'd put the concrete around it.
But you understand that if you use concrete, you can't see through it. So what they're talking about is more of a fence. I think it's a lot better because
you could make the pillars so that they're big holes in it.
I just think steel seems stronger. It seems tougher. It seems...
You put steel up and then you put concrete around it. That's
why do you want
buildings
concrete
are built.
Over just steel?
I don't know. I mean, I just don't understand that you wouldn't ever build... This is the other side of it. You couldn't build a wall with concrete without having steel re-rod through it or some really...
So why put up the concrete then? If you're using steel, just make it a fence.
That's come around to be my question. Yeah,
it's cheaper as well to do this.
Well, who came up with the idea of concrete? Where did that come from in the beginning?
I don't know. I think when you're talking about a wall, that's what you're talking about. I don't know. I would say the other reason for this is, you know, walls are a little bit more, they attract graffiti, they attract weird messaging, all that stuff. I think a steel fence would look definitely cleaner. It would be strong. You could see through it. It's what's endorsed by the Border Patrol. So that's kind of the direction of things. Also putting in, I guess the negotiating tactics are that you put in $800 million for aid projects for migrants, specifically adding an emphasis to the law now or a new addition to the law that would give special rights to kids who are suffering in Central America, in Honduras, in El Salvador, that would give them priority to seek asylum in this country without having to go through the awful detention centers that all of us have seen. So there's some give and take that's being presented by the president. Now that'll be taken up this week in Washington, D.C. But actually, really, the story I was getting to is some good news for CBS, and that is that they're getting their first woman to lead the news division at CBS. This is pretty historic. The only other woman leading a news organization right now is at Fox News. And so CBS now becomes the first network to have a woman in charge of their news desk. Susan Zirinsky is her name, and you may know her. She's on their weekend programming quite a bit. She's the executive producer of 60 Minutes, and it looks like she's going to replace David Rhodes in March to become the first woman to lead the news division in CBS network history. So,
she's the most qualified person for the job?
She's very nice. She's been doing this for 1,000 years. She's 66 years old. She's made 60 Minutes the number one news program. We have her on at my day job at CRN. She's on with us weekly and is very smart. She gets really involved with these news stories, and I'm happy for her. Good for her.
Yeah. Okay. Well, she's the most qualified. It isn't the most qualified woman, but the most qualified for the job. That's something that has been lost. Kind of the discussion sort of reminds me of the things that were going on, what started in the 60s or 70s with college admissions, or people who were getting jobs because of affirmative action, which saw its place, needed to take place, but then got out of hand. And so these are it's like what we were talking about, I guess, before with political correctness and not being able to say anything anymore about anything, not being able to lighten up a little bit regarding the reference was to the Golden Globes and how uptight everybody seemed to be. Nobody says anything that's going to be construed as negative or the controversies about women and men. Everybody's getting so uptight. That's just, you know, we've gone too far. Maybe that's part of the pendulum that happens in our society. Too far one way, and then comes back to, you know, going too far the other way.
She's been at CBS since 1972, so
yeah.
She's been there a long time. I can't imagine that there's many people that would know their news business more than
no, I can't
her
either. I'm not really
longer than I've been alive.
I just want to. I'm making my two cents known because I'm becoming sensitive to sort of the same kind of thinking that grabs us, and we don't dare do this. We don't do it. People say, why would you say that about her? Well, I didn't say it about her. I just want to make sure.
I get it. I think
it's not my world. They can do what they want at CBS.
Insulting.
I'm just saying, in the world where I am, you, by the way, the three of you are the most qualified. It isn't about women. It's just that you're the most qualified to work with me. I don't know of any other people around who are as qualified to work with me as the three of you are. So that's why you're here. But would we have men doing what you're doing? Probably in reality, no, because I don't need more men. I need women to bounce off the realities of the day and the kinds of things that I want to talk about. I want to hear. There's plenty of men on the radio. There aren't enough women on the radio. So, but this isn't a quota system. It's the fact that you're the best. So there. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, the rest of you lousy programmers. Okay, I think I've gotten that off my chest. Shall we pause for a minute? Ladies, you've become very silent. Why are you, the old man's ranting again. We're just letting him go.
We're just letting you go, pretty much.
Run out of steam. Do a couple of commercials, and we'll come back to reality. How about that? 15 past the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so we're talking about the wall here and various and other sundry things that relate to what's going on in America. The national debt is something we should all be focused on because it keeps going up. I think we all thought, I don't know if we all thought this, but many people hoped that the election of Donald Trump would see an end to the gross misuse of the tax dollar. But that doesn't seem to be the case because the CBO, Congressional Budget Office, says that the public debt increased to 78% of our gross domestic product. So when it gets to be 100% of that, this country will be in bankruptcy, and we're getting close to that right now. So what does that mean? We're going to just kiss off the $22 trillion that we owe? And do these people even think about it?
How do you fix that? How do you even address
it?
People don't want to. That's the problem, is that it makes people uncomfortable to cut things. And that's one thing I'm disappointed in with Trump, is that he has made some cuts. In fact, people went crazy with him thinking he just didn't know what he was doing when he didn't fill positions at the State Department and other big pieces of his cabinet. He didn't fill those positions, not because he couldn't find someone to work with him, but because he eliminated those positions so that you wouldn't have all of these extra jobs floating around in these high-level areas. But you got a lot of pushback on that, and I think maybe, I don't know if he's trying to avoid that pushback or if maybe he's just focusing on other things. It's going to make people uncomfortable, but you have to go after entitlements. You have to go after these programs that are set up to just drain cash from the country. It's ridiculous. You can't keep up like this. It's another few years, and you're right. We're in really big trouble, and that's not being an alarmist. That's just truth.
Yeah, it is. You can't do it in your own life.
But nobody can run on cutting programs anymore. Everybody wants more free stuff, not less free stuff. That's the problem.
Yeah, but it isn't
that's the
free.
Problem going in a more socialist direction.
In your taxes, you're going to pay, 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 and pay. That's the taxes. Who sees taxes going down anywhere? I noticed in Massachusetts that some taxes went down like 3% or something. But it was a sales tax item. It wasn't an income tax item, and it doesn't affect anything because, on the other hand, the road taxes went up. It's just more of the same everywhere, whether it's your community, your town, your city, whether it's your state, whether it's the federal government. It's just spend, 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 spend. And we, God love us, we just want to print more money. We all can have some more money. We'll all have a great old time. But perhaps somebody has to sober up here, and it doesn't look like we got anybody around, including the president administrator, that wants to do that. Although, I don't know. Just, it's something to be aware of, I think. 21 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time, 23 after the hour on the DJV program with Jen, Victoria, Sarah, and I focusing on the musical lineup for this year's Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Diversity, diversity, diversity. Traditionally a mainly country music event, the Rodeo Houston this year features some pop music, Latin pop performers, hip-hop, Tejano, well as country. Grammy-nominated Casey Musgraves kicks off the three-week event. February 25th, George Strait wrapping up the concert series. March 17th, in between, it's interesting, the bill of fare here. Chris Stapleton, Luke Bryan, Tim McGraw, Brooks and Dunn, Brad Paisley, Lyle Lovett, Robert Earl Keane, Zach Brown Band, and Cody Johnson. But some of the pop performers...
I want to go. Let's go.
...will be Cardi B, Panic at the Disco... Camellia Cabello,
your favorite.
And Santana. That's an interesting combination, isn't it, huh? Held since 2003, Rodeo Houston, highlight of the city's yearly calendar, features livestock, rodeo events, barbecue competition, and then the concerts every night. Some of the people that have been there before, Beyonce, Dixie Chicks, Taylor Swift, and Willie Nelson. What's this woman suing Beyonce for? Because she... Doesn't this blind woman, do you see anything about that?
No.
Some blind woman is suing her because she says her company discriminates against blind workers. See, is there anything or anybody?
Interesting. That,
yeah.
Okay.
Right, exactly.
I hadn't heard that, but all right.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, that's the Rodeo Houston lineup. Not a bad... yeah, you're right, Jennifer. It'd be nice
it's
to
pretty much every big name in country right now.
Yeah, it sure is.
And not everybody listens to one genre. You know, that's why Florida Georgia Line toured with Nelly. It was actually a very fun concert, and it was a cool combination.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's see what else do we have here musically. Oh, the most popular workout songs of all time are now on Spotify. How about them apples? 43.5 million people working out to playlists on Spotify. And so they've examined it to determine the most popular workout songs. Eminem had the top two biggest workout songs with Till I Collapse, number one for the third year in a row. And additionally, Lose Yourself from the 8 Mile soundtrack came in at number two. That song spent 12 weeks on Billboard's Hot 100 chart when it was released in 2002. Number three is Kanye West's Stronger. Coming in fourth is Kanye's Power, followed by Can't Hold Us by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Spotify went further and broke down the favorite workout songs according to different groups of people. Women listen to Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk, which was the third longest leading Hot 100 number one, 14 weeks at the top spot. Men preferred Eminem's Till I Collapse. It was also the song of choice for listeners aged 13 to 35 who were doing workouts. Those between 35 and 55, like Survivor's Eye of the Tiger. Top song for people older than 55 was All About That Bat, huh?
All about that bass, Megan Trainor.
Yeah.
I don't even know that song.
You do.
Yeah, you do. If you heard it, you would know it.
Here it is.
No, I'm not. I don't.
Really?
Bass is spelled B-A-S-E.
I feel like we...
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's B-A-S-S.
Like bass drum.
If you play the bass guitar, right. Bass drum, yeah.
I was taking bass meaning bass.
No, that's only in baseball.
All right, anyway, I don't listen to any of these songs. But that's me.
Actually, I'm curious. What do you listen to when working out, Doug?
I actually don't really listen to... I don't go to the gym. I have a gym in my house, so I don't listen to anything. I just focus on what I'm doing, and that's it. I don't need
You don't have any pump-up jams to keep you going?
No, I don't. No, but maybe I should. Maybe I should put some speaker down there. Sort of find some Eminem or Bruno Mars for me to work out to. Excuse me. 28...
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Partial government shutdown now into day 17. President Trump still wants more than $5 billion for a barrier at the southern border. He says it doesn't have to be a concrete wall. It could be steel. Democratic leaders are insisting on the reopening of the government before they would talk about money for any sort of barrier at the border. Over the weekend, talks were held, and the president described them as productive.
This shutdown could end tomorrow, and it could also go on for a long time. It's really dependent on the Democrats.
The White House apparently tweaking its plans to pull U.S. troops from Syria. National Security Advisor John Bolton now says Turkey must agree to protect the Kurdish minority in Syria, and also the withdrawal will be based on ensuring that ISIS is indeed defeated there. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Competition here. This is the best morning program in America, if I do say so myself. And I do say so myself. But then other people say that too. Hi, this is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen. As a matter of fact, Victoria is all sharpened up, ready to go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's really go.
Well, if we all want to go to the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Washington, we're going to be out of luck this year because the parade has been canceled. And this is one of the largest St. Patrick's Day parades in the country. And parade officials cited increased government-related expense for security and street closures as the reason that there will not be a parade this year in Washington, D.C. On their website, the St. Patrick's Parade Committee of Washington said it was distraught to announce that the 2019 parade is canceled. And it's been in existence for over 50 years. And they said that the parade grew from what was once just a leisurely stroll by a few hundred people on Massachusetts Avenue to a mile-long two-hour celebration on Constitution Avenue. And so after 2016, that tragedy in Nice, France, the government of the District of Columbia has apparently significantly increased all of their security requirements when you want to have a parade, and the corresponding rapid increase in overhead, along with a decrease in their government funding, has forced the parade committee to say that they just can't afford to do it. They're trying to raise money. They're trying to bring it back for the 50th parade, which would be in 2020. So for this year, there's going to be nothing happening on Constitution Avenue, but hopefully next year it'll be back.
What about New York? Where do they have, where are the best St. Patrick's Days? The Irish are Boston, New York,
Chicago.
Where else? Chicago.
Don't they dye the river green?
Yeah, they do. As a matter of fact,
Yep.
They do that.
So, I've only been to the one in New York. I've never been to one in Boston or Chicago, but I would imagine that Boston, especially, is probably a crazy place to be for St. Patrick's Day.
I don't know. I can't tell you. I've never been to a St. Patrick's Day parade.
You haven't been the Grand Marshal of the Boston Parade at some point?
No. I was the Grand Marshal.
Come on.
I was the Grand Marshal when I was doing local radio of the marathon for 6 years, but I never was.
All right, well, that's really big. So I figured maybe you would have had some involvement with the St. Patrick's.
I'm green with envy, though, for those who participate with that, Victoria. The Defense Department's Chief of Staff has resigned. After Mattis hit the road, he's hitting the road. Rear Admiral Kevin Sweeney, third senior Pentagon official to leave the department since the withdrawal of the troops in Syria. So it was slowed down. I'm trying to figure out. I've seen four different sort of conflicting reports on what we're actually doing. I saw John Bolton doing his yapper. Whether we believe him, who's to be believed here, and what is actually going on for the benefit of the listeners who are paying the bill. Jennifer, you got any clue as to what actually is going on? Is it going to be over 4 months instead of 4 days, or what's the scoop?
Honestly, I try to pretend that I know. I honestly don't know, actually.
You can pretend. It's all right.
Yeah, okay, fine. Over 4 days. No.
Okay. Thank you very much. On to the next story. The Marine Corps, male and female recruits training together. First time that's happened. Group of women recruits go through boot camp alongside of men. Why not? What have they been waiting for? There are about 50 female recruits now. Began training with there was a traditionally all-male battalion at Parris Island. Now it's a combo. I know some of the old-timers roll their eyeballs. Oh, women shouldn't be in the service. Of course they should. You want equality? Then this is a very good demonstration of equality. If they're physically fit, mentally agile, and there are plenty of women who are physically better, especially with the millennials. You look around, I've seen most of the women I know who are millennials are in far better shape than the men I know who are millennials. The men are getting soft and flabby, but the women are, for whatever the reason, tough and strong. So, anyway, Marine Corps says, let's go, let's have it. They have the lowest percentage of women of all of the military branches, only branch that has separated men from women in basic training. Not now. Women in this battalion still have female drill instructors and live separately from the men. Interaction between the male and female platoons will be limited to larger training exercises, but I suppose it's a move. This is a first for the Marines, not part of a permanent change in training policies, though. The Corps is going to evaluate the session after their 13-week training in boot camp. So who could make it? Let's see. Kara, you could probably make it. I could see you doing it.
I don't know about that.
No, I think you could. I think
I work out.
I'm sore from bowling this weekend,
seriously.
So like I'm out.
I know. I like naps and
I was going to say I'd rather be sleeping. So,
although a lot of respect to those that can do.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Much respect.
Right.
Yep.
Absolutely, that's the way to look at it. Frankly, that's the way to look at it. All right, let's see what else have we got here. That the continuing conversation about our immigration problems makes us think we're the only ones in the world who have a problem with illegal immigration. No, that is not the case. To wit, over this past weekend, Spain's Maritime Rescue Service saved about 500 lives, people that were crossing the Mediterranean Sea from Africa. This is something that goes on. I don't know if you knew this or not. We hear a lot about the immigrants coming across Syria and into Turkey, you know, to get away from what's going on in the Middle East. But who knew or who thought that there were all kinds of boats that rapidly, or I'm sorry, with regularity, go across the strait at Gibraltar? That's the narrowest place between North Africa and Europe. I think it's about 90 miles, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know that for sure, but I think it's about that. So there are a couple of hundred immigrants that were pulled from five different boats over the weekend, including inflatable boats meant to be used in a bathtub or something about that small. Imagine you're being so desperate that you want to, and the boats are full of children, too. Adults and children. The United Nations Refugee Agency says that about 2,200 migrants died while crossing the Mediterranean this year, this past year. So I didn't even know. Did you know that this kind of a problem existed? If I knew it, I didn't remember it. That there are this many people, throngs of people, who are trying to get across from Northern Africa into Europe. The European Union Border Agency says 57,000 migrants came across from Northern Africa into Spain and Italy this past year. 57,000! And we thought we had a problem. Well, we do have a problem. But that's a lot of unauthorized border crossings. And what happens to these people when they get there? It's not like with our border, we can turn them back. What are you going to do in the middle of the Mediterranean Ocean? You're going to just sink the boat and let everybody drown?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, it's like, what do you do other than let them in? And it's become a huge problem.
All around the world. Not many people trying to get into China. Not many people trying to go to Russia.
Central America, those are the places that are really the hot spots.
Yeah. Well, it's just interesting. I find it interesting, kind of compelling, to note that this sort of thing is going on as it is. So, we have the story of reusable water bottles and what to expect if you're using, if you're bringing, like we were talking about working out a little bit ago, are you reusing the water bottle? If you are, well, I'll give you something to think about in a moment, right after these words on the DJV Show.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. An MRI uses magnets and radio waves to create high-resolution images of the inside of your body. But many patients worry about feeling claustrophobic inside the donut-shaped scanner.
We sometimes give patients a medication as they come into the scanner to reduce some of the tension. We also have larger diameter scanners that can fit either larger patients, for one thing, or they're less enclosed feeling.
Radiologist Dr. Philip Young says MRIs can also be very loud.
We try to be conscious of patients' hearing as well. So we generally give patients earplugs to try to improve the comfort of the exam. And if patients are uncomfortable at any point during the exam for any reason, we always give them a squeeze ball where you can essentially squeeze it and ask for help.
Dr. Young says MRI sessions can be long, up to an hour, occasionally even longer. The better you can remain still, the better the quality of the images. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose after a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Arley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, indeed. There's a focus on water bottles that may be of some value to those of you who use water bottles over and over again. Shaker bottles, if you will. Water bottles that people take to the gym, that sort of thing. Gross. A study of 30 gym members who handed over their shaker bottles for testing. They discovered bacteria contamination in 83% of the used plastic bottles. Most prevalent, Staphylococcus aureus, Strepto, whatever, it's Staph and E. coli. Finding this is gross. It is gross. But it's not entirely unexpected. For one, Staph bacteria is present in the noses of about 30% of everybody. Generally doesn't cause harm. Likewise, E. coli is present in healthy GI tracts, but certain strains can cause diarrhea. Bacteria likely comes from contamination during handling, so it's best to properly wash the bottle before. What are you, stupid? You got to be told by the government.
You know what, though? No. Yes. But actually, you know what, though? Yes. People do need to be told this, because I've even been guilty of this. I've been running to spin class. I'll rinse my bottle out, fill it up with water, run to spin class, and then I'm all sweaty, and then I throw it back in my bag, and then I wash it like 2 days later. I think that's normal.
I think every single person who's been to a gym does the same thing, because you're tired when you get home. You just put it on the counter. You might wash it, but then the next day you go to the gym again, and you haven't had time to do it. And also, this is referring, when it says shaker bottles, those aren't just water bottles. Those are the bottles that people put like their protein shakes in, and then they shake them up and they drink them after class. That's more gross to me, because that actually has something in it besides water.
You know what?
Water.
Yeah. It's all good for your immune system. It just builds up the germs.
Yeah, until you start.
It is until you have diarrhea.
Until your guts come out.
Yes, exactly. Until the D comes along, and then it's not that fun.
My daughter used to call it diarrhea. That's when they came. Mommy, I can remember her saying to her mother when she was little, Mommy, I've got diarrhea.
I'm sure she loves that you just told that story.
Oh, yeah.
She's I know.
Very
happy.
She's
got to know already.
Thankfully, she's gone.
Doug.
All right. No secrets here. It's 10 before the hour. This is the Daily DJV Radio Programmy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Theme. Here he is, the handiest man, coast to coast.
Tommy the Cape.
Tom Kreidler is the co-host with Leslie Segretti of the weekend show, The Money Pit, and he's here every Monday to wrap us around his fingers with questions. Well, he has the answers. Our listeners have the questions. For example, Sherry says she's painting a living room in a hallway, wants to know what kind of paint is better, eggshell or matted. I don't even know what matte is. I like glossy, oil-based paint. That's just me.
Yeah, but that's just you, Doug, and that's just not happening these days. That's just too much darn work. But the thing is, you know, when you're trying to choose your paint finish, you want to think about cleanability, and the more sheen that it has, the easier it is to clean. But the more sheen that it has, the worse the walls can look, especially if they're an old house, because all of that shine, whenever light reflects across it, you see every single, every defect in the wall, right? So whether you have drywall or plaster, you know, if you have any kind of a defect, and even brand new houses, you know, they don't paint brand new ceilings with anything that shines because the drywall work's just not that good anymore. Mm-hmm. So you want to use, if you want it to be clean.
That old sand paint used to really fill up those holes nicely, didn't they?
Actually, you know, it is the truth that you speak. That's the reason that so many builders use textured paint, and people hate it today, but it's a fact of life that it hides all that stuff. So, you know, if you want something that's cleanable, eggshell has a slight amount of sheen to it, and matte, of course, is very flat. But neither of those will help you if the paint is junk that you put on there. You've got to use a good quality paint. So if I have a good paint from a brand name manufacturer, you know, the big ones, and then use something with just a little bit of sheen, you can use eggshell, and then that's cleanable. It's good, for example, for a bathroom.
I like
it. You want to wipe the walls down.
Sherwin-Williams paints, Glidden, What else do I kind of use around here when I'm doing something? Because it doesn't, I find, and I found out the hard way, you buy cheap paint, you're going to do it over again. It really does, for the most part, pay to use better paint. I'm noticing on the Money Pit Home Improvement website that you have a, the headline is, do-it-yourself projects you definitely will regret tackling. So give us an example of something that people shouldn't do on their own.
Well, there was a survey that was done recently, and they found out that there are 10 projects that people who tackle a home improvement job kind of regret after the fact. Mm-hmm. Now, let's see. One of those projects that went wrong was repairing a foundation. Well, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Doing walkways and patios, exterior painting. There are projects that are technically harder than you expect, like building furniture, or maybe this one, installing a backsplash. People think that's an easy project, but then you run into an outlet, or lines don't line up, or you have to cut tile because it's too close to the kitchen cabinets. You know, that's the kind of project that gets you on the technical side. And then there's those projects that are just physically more difficult, like designing a landscape or installing a roof. And, of course, there are projects where the prices always run out of control, and those are the bigger ones, like fireplace work and that sort of thing. And you've got to be careful about projects that you know, you can get hurt doing, like electrical or plumbing work.
Yep. All right, so bottom line is you want to find out what these tips are, and you want to find out what Tom advises, and you go sign up for the Money Pit at MoneyPit.com. Money Pit newsletter comes out every week, MoneyPit.com. Here's one of our listeners named Bob, who asks, how realistic are the remodeling costs shown in flipping shows? They seem low, but... All right, so let's fill in the blanks.
Well, the thing is,
it's
possible to do these renovations at those budget levels, but you've got to realize it takes a lot of expertise to accomplish. I mean, I remember one time, Doug, I did a complete kitchen renovation for a nonprofit group I was associated with for $2,000. And you say, how could you do it for $2,000? Well, I reused appliances that there was nothing wrong with, just needed a bit of a, you know, moving about and some cleanup. I purchased very, very basic Home Depot cabinets, which were fine. They did the job. And I tapped a plumber buddy to move a couple of pipes. And then I also spent 2 days, you know, taking the old kitchen apart and installing the new one, for which the labor cost was zero. So, you know, you can do low-cost renovations like that. But it depends on what you can do yourself, what you can, you know, source for little to no cost. And how much time you got to put into it. Now, if it's a kitchen, it's the first time you've ever done it, you know, you may spend more than that on takeout by the time you're finished. So you got to think about that.
Yeah. It's how you do it, whether you can do it yourself versus hiring people. Whatever the problem around your home or your office, the man is Tom Kreitler. And the lady is Leslie Segretti. Show is called The Money Pit. Sign up for their weekly newsletter, MoneyPit.com. Thank you, Tommy. It's 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.